joys, concerns, and praises this morning? Anybody? Travis? Linda?
We made our trip to Shannon's Friday, and the doctor said there's nothing to do for Dave's eye. Hopefully he can tolerate the discomfort. If not, then they have to remove the eye. His right eye is stable right now, so that's where we are. And I just have to turn it all to God and let him guide and direct us as to what to do.
As hard as that is, it's also a blessing to be able to do that. Whit, can you take something for the discomfort, Dave?
Non-preservative eye drops do the best. I have a steroid drop that I also use, which helps. And the rest of it is just ignoring it and finding other things to think about and do.
Linda was telling me, and I know of the service, that was called the Florida Blind, whatever. Sometimes when you go to state buildings or different things like that, and you'll see where the concession stands are run by the blind, and it's amazing. You don't even know they're blind. They just do their thing and make change and all of that. But they provide services for people that are starting to... Did you get associated with them at all when you were going through your... Thank you. And we continue to keep you in prayer. You're an amazing young man.
Yes.
And be able to handle it and keep on keeping on. It's so important. Because as you've heard me say so many times, if we only had this life, we'd all be a sorry bunch. But praise be to God, you're going onward to something better.
Reminds me of the song Onward Christian Soldier.
Yeah. So, Travis.
Yeah. First of all, I want to say about Dave and Linda. Last week, when you came into church, there was just a big smile on your face. You guys had filled with joy. You know, when we go through struggles, a lot of times we just get ourselves down and we don't really, you know, it's hard to get back up. But I just seen a joy on your face. You know, through the struggle, God is building something in both of you. And I would, and us too, because we can share that. I really believe that. I received a text this morning when I woke up. It came at 3 o'clock last night from Leland Clayson.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
A young man that started with our church just about when he was 11 years old, I believe. Anyway, he said, Mr. Travis, I've been thinking about you, and I wanted to give you an update on me. You moved to Jacksonville for a while and met a girl, and they moved to Virginia and are living up there. He said, I apologize for texting you during the middle of the night, but I work from 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. at Amazon. And so it's he just was thinking about me and sent me a text. So he's 18 years old now. And doing well, and he was looking for a church, and that's what got him thinking about him, his friend girl, looking for a church to attend, and started thinking about our church. And I'll let him know that we miss him dearly, and so proud of who he is, that God has a plan for his life, and we're praying for him. So, such an encouragement when they, you know, oftentimes I think about texting people when I get up. It was a pleasure to wake up to that text and have the joy coming from Lehman. He was just a great kid, so we're really rooting for him.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, and thank you, Lehman, wherever you may be, for having the opportunity to reach out. Just every once in a while, we need to hear a story like that. We have a tendency to get blinders on and everything. But you all, with that youth group, have planted a lot of good seeds. And even though we don't see much of them anymore, that nurturing and that love of that seed you planted is germinating. Sometimes we see it, sometimes we don't. It's sort of like that little key that you plant in the ground. It is by faith that we have to watch. So, thank you. Sandra?
Well, Tucker went to have his stitches removed on Friday, so Stan took him to the vet, and he asked all kinds of questions, and he wasn't real happy about having to have him there at 7:45 in the morning. But he did take him, and his stitches came out, and he's in good shape, and Stan had got him back home safely, both of them all in one piece. So, they're having some bad weather up in West Virginia, and you know, they've had advisories, and they've been in the teens, and the windshield factor's been below zero, so keep our good friends and family in prayer, because the ones that don't have the ability to get out or have someone to take care of them, it's a treacherous time for them.
I think we're experiencing some of the same kind of weather here, because Betty told me this morning her car spoke up and said, "Beware of the icy roads." These cars are getting smarter than we are. But the interesting thing, I told you that this one that we got now, it's not new, it's a 2016, after the deer took the other one away. And so we had to relearn the whole daggone thing again. You think a car is a car. But we looked and put the armrest down, and the first thing she said in the back seat, "We don't have any cup holders." I said, "That's odd." Maybe, you know, because every model's got different things, and manufacturers eliminate this one year and then add it the next year. So we have to take the owner's manual, which is about the size of this hymnal, and read it. And when I started reading it, I discovered there really is cup holders in that armrest. But you've got to know where to push to get the cup holders to come out of that armrest. So it's been an enlightening experience, and I'm thinking that's what the Word of God is all about, too. There's things in here that we think we know, but we don't know how to operate them, and we need to, anyhow. Yeah, so good. Linda.
I have one more. Our friend Eddie White that's in Shannon's in liver failure, the doctors have told him there's not anything else they can do for it. So you'll keep him and his family in prayer.
Now, he lives here.
He lives here.
And thank you for your ministry, doing what you do, too. I know your calling was to be a nurse, and you've had a great calling, great career. And even though you no longer do it as a vocation, your heart is there, helping people. Thank you for doing that. You're a blessing. Anybody else?
I got one more. Good. I would like to thank the church for allowing us to host the mass gathering last week. Wonderful service we had in here. Nice and toasty, warm, thank you, Don. And nice meal over there and fellowship. So, great time, and we thank the for letting us.
And Phil, he drove all the way over here to
make sure. No, I didn't make it.
You didn't make it?
Oh. My car wouldn't start.
Oh,
my
car. Well, you had good attention. Yeah, thank you. It was a good time. Every time we get together as a community, it's what we call a fourth day community. There's different variations of Walk to Emmaus, Trace Deus, Crescio, a lot of different ones. And we always get together to encourage one another in faith. We eat. So when the Christians met, the Christians ate. If they hadn't ate, they would have never met. So we have a time of breaking bread, we sing songs, we have communion and fellowship, and it's a great time. Like I say, any time that Bethel hosts it, you're all welcome to come. You don't have to be on a Walk to Emmaus or anything like that. Years ago, it used to be a closed society, but we learned the hard way. You got to include everybody and plant seeds of grace, and that's really what the Emmaus community is all about.
And Judy preached to us.
And Judy preached to us. Judy brought the what we call a fourth day message after your 3 day walk and the Walk to Emmaus and so forth. And then all your days become fourth days because you got to go back out into the world and you got to deal with worldly stuff. And it's the first time since she'd been on her walk that she publicly gave her fourth day message. I've been trying to get her to do it, but guess who got her to do it? Tina. Thank you, Tina. And Travis said, you need to do that in church sometime, sir, and I hope she does. You'll be blessed. It's not a bad story. It's a good story. Yes, ma'am.
One other thing. Tina, I did take a few of those extra calendars to work with me, and everyone that I took them to, they are up on the walls, and they were very excited about it. And they talked about how pretty they were, and the message was good.
Yeah, that's a good organization too. They come from the Navigators. It's a good organization too. We're all one in Christ. That's the beauty part.